This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Manor of Farmington. Patient first name is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Last name is Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N. Date of birth is 5/29/1960. Date of evaluation is 4/6/2022. HPI history page complaints. urgent psychiatric evaluation requested by attending a physician for management of patient's agitation. Patient recently pulled electric cords from wall plug. Next paragraph, history present illness. I reviewed patient's chart and reviewed evaluations done by seniors wellness group staff in the last couple of years. I also had discussed patient's condition with the attending physician, Dr. Schwarzenfeld, who recently started patient on Haldol and increased to Haldol 2 milligram Q6 hours period for management of patient's psychotic behaviors. Patient has a history of yelling, kicking, putting cell phone floor, pulling PEG tube out, playing with feces, pushing furniture around, refusing tube feedings, and is very difficult to be redirected. During my evaluation, patient was sitting in front of the nursing station. He appeared somewhat drowsy. He responded to his name, but would not respond to any questions to assess his mood, cognition, or if anything else is troubling him. I also talked to nursing staff, social worker, and had a long talk with patient's guardian, Mr. William Monahan, M-O-N-A-G-H-A-N, regarding his condition and difficult to manage behaviors. Patient's chart indicates that he has been tried on olanzapine, risperdal, and more recently started on Haldol to decrease agitation, aggressive behaviors, and decrease severity of bizarre behaviors which are putting himself at risk. Of electrocution. Patient does not have any prior history of schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder, but has exhibited bizarre behaviors, severe agitation and aggressive behaviors. Without the use of antipsychotic medications, he's likely to harm himself or harm others. Even though Haldol is not FDA-approved medication for management of psychotic symptoms and dementia, But considering the severity of his behavioral problems, there aren't any other options left. He's also on mood stabilizer Dapacane, as well as SSRI Zoloft. He's also on Klonopin for management of his severe restlessness and anxiety, period. I also attempted to contact his daughter, but no one picked up the phone, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, no changes in body systems except as reported above. Patient has pulled his back tube. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on March 17, 2022. Current medications, Depakote 500 mg twice a day, Zoloft 25 mg once a day, Klonopin 1 mg twice a day, Haldol 2 mg QID. I'm sorry, Zoloft is 50 mg once a day. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, minimally cooperative, somewhat drowsy, motor movement slowed, gait, sitting on a wheelchair, speech, he nodded to some questions, mood unable to assess, thought processes severely confused, thought content unable to assess, level of consciousness alert, oriented to name only, memory unable to assess, attention concentration impaired, full knowledge severely impaired, judgment and insight severely impaired, assessment plan vascular dementia with behavioral disturbance F01.51, plans, anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, and monitor for any risk of falls. Number two, unspecified psychosis not due to substance or known physiological condition, F29, plans. Monitor response from recent increase in Haldol by PCP. Period. Patient's guardian is in agreement with the above treatments and use of current medications. Number three, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with mixed features. Plans continue Zoloft and Klonopin as prescribed. Disposition. Considering patient's advanced dementia, consider a possible referral for evaluation by hospice, period. Social worker to also explore possibility of placement to a memory care unit, which may have a little bit more staffing to monitor patient. Number three, if patient exhibits behaviors indicative of potential harm to self or others, consider sending patient to hospital for further evaluation and safety reasons. Period. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Patient's guardian, Mr. William Monahan, is in agreement with above plans. under risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI, Depakote, benzodiazepine, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, steroid goals benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above at this time. Period. If his condition gets stabilized, may consider decrease in psychotropic medications. Down the road, period, will follow with you as needed basis, procedure code 99310. Mental status examination also had blood pressure is 112 over 74, pulse is 70, respiration 18. This is the end of dictation of Anthony Horton. Thank you.